listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The market update for the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, courtesy of pregame.com. Kansas City is a one-point favorite. The over-under in this game is right now at 54.5.
Well, but are they a one-point favorite? That's the question. Fez, if we dig a little deeper, what are we seeing?
We're seeing Kansas City money, RJ. In fact, more than half of the books in Vegas are now at 1.5 on Kansas City, including the big boys, Mirage and Caesars, etc.
Now, Jonas, you might remember, Fez and I had a disagreement on this.
Yeah, I think you, RJ, thought that the line was creeping towards 1.5. And here we are.
And beyond.
Yes, and here we are 4 or 5 days out from the Super Bowl, and the line is starting to creep towards 1.5.
Sometimes I get a premonition. I can't lie. Fez, what was your original? Now, listen, it's not over yet. Who knows? It could reverse itself, right? But Mahomes might end up not being a really good quarterback. We never know. All right. But Fez, why don't you explain why you thought that the line would go down, why there'd be San Francisco money, and then you can tell us if you still hold that position. And be forewarned, I'm not afraid to ramp up the bet a little bit here.
Well, I expect the really big money on game day on Sunday, RJ, to come in on San Francisco, because I think that some of the biggest bettors and the betting syndicates, they're going to back the team with the better defense and with the better rushing attack.
Now, it's interesting you use the present tense. So do I imply you'd like to double our bet?
Sure, let's do it.
Whoa. Now, this is interesting. First of all, we had enough dead air. They almost thought, I don't know if they were going to think there was an emergency out there or something. Like, why are they offline? So you want to double. It's moving to 1.5. And you remember now, the bet is still at the original 1. All right? So, and somehow you think. Now, how much of that? I'm shocked, to be honest with you. So our original bet was what, 3 bills?
Yes.
So we're now at 600.
Let's do it.
This is real money. Let's be clear. This is real money. All right? So here's the question. Do you have some inside info? Have you talked to someone that says, yeah, Fez, you just relax. That money's coming in. Or is this just you afraid to back down on national radio? Which one is it?
Well, a little of each, I'm afraid. But I will say I reached out to some of my biggest NFL bettors, and I asked them, and they universally said, you know what, if I can get +2 on San Francisco, that's going to be a big bet for me.
Now, that's a little confusing, though. How does that bring it down to -0.5?
Well, the fact that
all of them. Because you do realize that it's got to be a pick 'em effectively for you to win.
Well, the fact that all of them want to bet big at +2.
But you think when it ticks to 1.5, they're still going to want to bet. Then when it ticks to 1, they're still going to want to bet, even though they could get 1.5 now.
Yes, but as soon as it drops on game day and it starts dropping, I think there'll be a feeding frenzy. Hey, RJ, I could be wrong. The leading indicator books back you saying, hey, this spread's going to go up on Kansas City.
Okay, hold on. Fez, I got to ask you a question here, because your rationale behind keeping it at 1 and doubling the bet is that you think that there's going to be big-time money coming in late on San Francisco. Could your money be that big-time money you're talking about, and there's enough of it on the line that you are, in fact, dictating the market, which is why you're okay doubling the bet?
Oh, yeah, Fezzik's going to bet like $1 million into the market to try to win a $600 bet with RJ. No, unfortunately, the Super Bowl betting market dwarfs that of not just my bankroll, but I'll say this, pretty much it can dwarf that of the pros' bankroll, and that's my concern, that the public is going to bet Kansas City, and that may well make a few select big bets on San Francisco not as relevant as a regular season game.
You know, it's funny. There's a chance that Fez is right. By the way, we are straight out of Vegas from Miami. I'm RJ Bell talking to Steve Fezzik. Jonas beside me here in Radio Row. Fezzik, I think there's maybe a 50, 60% chance he's right. Here's what he's missing, though. If he's right, the best that happens is he pushes, meaning that who in the right mind is waiting for 2? They crack it at 2. It goes to 1.5. They say, oh, who cares about the half point? We'll crack it again. But then the idea that they got to crack it again at 1, that's absurd. Everyone's going to be able to get down either at 2 or 1.5 all they want. Right, Fez? right,
sadly,
Fez?
I think I'm drawing to a push.
He just doubled. So effectively what he said is he just doubled the bet on something that he's drawn to a push. Victory.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, one of the topics of conversation is the future of Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City Chiefs love him. He's their franchise quarterback. But he is eligible to receive his first big-time contract extension this offseason. The Kansas City Chiefs are saying it doesn't necessarily have to be this offseason. But the question is, would it behoove Kansas City as a franchise to get this done now rather than later?
You know, Jonas, this is one of the things you've talked so much about. We've talked about it. I think the first place I heard this was The Ringer and the guys over there, the football NFL guys that do a heck of a job, is the idea that once you sign that rookie contract guy to a big contract, it changes things.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson got that contract. They haven't been back to a Super Bowl since. I mean, it's a real thing. The Rams paid Jared Goff. He was due to get his contract. They paid him the big-time money, and the Rams were out of the playoffs this year.
But what would they do with Goff, or they could have went – how much longer – because remember, with the franchise tag and all that.
He hadn't even gotten
to his fifth-year option.
No. They could have done the fifth-year option, but they wanted to get it taken care of, and so that's the approach that they take. So the Chiefs find themselves in a similar spot, and I just wonder – we're talking about some of the numbers I've heard, $40 million a year.
I would sign Mahomes for 40.
100%. I would too. But I would.
I mean, if Dak is supposed to get, what, 36 is what they're talking about?
I would get it done before Houston tries to set the market with Deshaun Watson, because you know they're going to want one more than the other. So Kansas City, it would benefit them to get it done this offseason. But by doing so, you sort of, you know, restrict yourself somewhat in being able to add to your roster, which makes.
See, I find what you say interesting, because let's think this through. This is Mahomes' third year, correct?
Yes.
All right. So fourth year is cost certain on the rookie deal.
Yeah.
Agreed. There's a fifth-year option after that. Now, that one's fairly expensive, but it's still, you know, it's like the one that Jameis Winston got exercised entering this year, right? Okay. So if Winston's getting the fifth-year option, it's not that bad, right? Now they have the ability to franchise year six.
Yep.
And then there's like they can do it a second time.
Yeah.
So literally – if Kansas City wanted, they could have four more years of Mahomes.
Yep.
Now, on the other hand, you could say every year that goes by, the market resets, gets higher.
Correct.
I mean, think about it. A $30 million contract, even Jimmy G's contract, right, was for 26 and mostly cash or whatever. Okay.
Now, it's a bargain now.
Is it? Well, that's what we'll get into, right, maybe. 26, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Right? Would you pay him 35, though? Who's better, Dak or Jimmy G? I take Dak and not even blink right now.
That's a good one. Dak's shown more. I'll say that.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
And more durable.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to count that one injury, I mean, has he had more than one?
Yeah,
really?
He suffered the injury in New England. I think it was his shoulder to where he – when he was filling
in for those four games.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't four, right?
No.
That's it. So here's the question, though. On one hand, there's a lot to say, let's lock it in, right? I get it. But on the other hand – you got to ask yourself, Goff was in the same situation. They hadn't even exercised his fifth year on.
No.
Not the exact same, meaning they could have had him for a couple more. How much better would it have been to wait and say, we're not certain how good he is. Let's see it a little bit more. Now, that was with Goff, right?
Yeah. In retrospect, yeah, that's probably what they should have done.
And how about with Gurley? What did they do? They paid
early
again.
Yeah.
So what do you see? I mean, what I think are the clear pros and cons with paying early has to do with you learn more about the player, right? But if the player ends up being really good, you end up having to pay more.
Correct. Yeah.
Is Mahomes clearly that good? You don't need to see any more.
Yeah. He's on another level.
And if so, I think you're right. I think in almost every case, waiting is probably better. But I think I agree with you on this one.
Yeah, and Carson Wentz also got his contract at the earliest possible. And look, there was questions they're fair questions.
You're right. The case could be made. Mahomes is as good as – I mean, literally, it might not be. He could be as good. The Mahomes that was on the field this year, could we make the case that quarterback's the best quarterback ever to walk the earth?
Skill-wise, yes.
Performance-wise?
Well, he missed a couple of games because of the knee injury. So
well, if anything, him coming back from that so quickly and the way it doubled back, if anything, it proves he's really not injury prone.
Playoff performances, his sample size in the postseason, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, 3-1. That's as good as it gets this early in his career.
But I'm not saying as good as it gets. I'm saying better than anybody. Like, who would you put up against him? Joe Montana in what year? Who would you put up against him? Oh. Peyton Manning in what year? Brady in what year? I mean,
I don't think anybody right now.
The best quarterback that's walked the earth.
Yeah, last couple of performances, yeah.
All right, that's a statement.
Yeah.
That's a hot take from Jonas.
Can't believe it.
I mean, lobbing them.
Firing away hot takes here.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fez, I mean, he's next level. We know that. And when he was saying, you know, I won't say he texted me soon after the injury, or the, not the injury, but the tragedy, saying, hey, there's a way to make money on this. What we know for sure is yesterday's show, he told us how. Here's my question. Before we get a report on how that was, and I guess you could say how it turned out, what percentage of our audience, Jonas, would you guess? Now, here's what we know. Studies show, straight out of Vegas, about half of our listeners bet. Half of our listeners don't. And what they do is they end up wanting to learn the Vegas perspective. Why? How we think. But also, they want to be smart sports fans. They want to know more than their buddies. All right. So of the 50% who bet, how many do you think, what percentage of the 50 do you think followed Fezzik? And what percentage said, no, out of respect to Kobe, I can't do this?
Oh, so how many, like, who are the real dirtbags? I would say.
Now, don't talk to our audience that way.
Now, listen, you know, but say it with, you know, with a little bit of admiration.
Affection.
Yes. I'll give it 10%. I think 10%.
So you think 90% said we refuse?
They went through.
This is dirty money.
They went down the dark alley and said, all right, I'll go with you, Fez.
But 90% of the bettors said we refuse.
Won't go near it.
All right, Fez, how did you, first of all, what did you bet yesterday? What was your advice and how did it do?
So I bet all six games, first quarter to go under, RJ. And the reason being is both teams are taking shot clock violations, running 24 and 8 seconds off of the clock. And I went 5-1 playing the first quarter unders.
5-1.
Unbelievable.
So literally anyone that said blood money, no problem. Picked up almost four units yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And you did too.
Yes.
Did you have any apprehension? Was there any sense that maybe this is wrong?
I had a little melancholy, but
as you were counting your money?
As I was submitting my bets, not when I was counting them.
But you got over it. Now, here's what's interesting, though. You have 29 outs. Right? You have 29 places to bet. So I'm guessing you didn't bet all six at the same place.
I did not. I shot.
So hold on a second. So this melancholy he's talking about, he placed his first bet, felt some fake melancholy, and then he burst out of that, though, to go to his next place to place his next bet, and he did it six times.
It was the first room he didn't feel right, but the other one's
just kept.
Okay,
he figures, you know, like you eat sushi, your stomach starts churning, and he just kept pouring the sushi down his throat. I mean, is that a fair analogy, Fez?
Very fair. Almost like drinking beer. The third and fourth beers just kept going down easier and easier.
All right. Now, you think we would tease this? You think we'd go across the commercial? We got so much good stuff coming up after the commercial. I'm going to give it right now. So, Fez, the average fan would think that's enough. Enough winning off of this. And there's a whole slate of games tonight. You've got one that you've still done this. Now, I mean, let's be honest, Jonas. Most people would say, let's tease this. Let's make them wait. I'm going to let you decide. Do we tell them now or do we tease ahead?
Let's tell them now.
All right.
I mean, why not?
Jonas, you decide. Fez, explain how they can continue exploiting the tragedy.
Well, Golden State and Philly are playing tonight. Neither team has played since the tragic news, RJ. So this is the first game for both teams.
Oh my God.
So I am very confident they are going to duplicate taking the violations to start the game. First quarter, under 54, Golden State, Philly.
Now, did you bet this?
Oh, yes.
So that melancholy passed again for 24 hours later to make another bet.
I have a fiduciary responsibility to my family and
to your
my
family. You know, fiduciary responsibility is actually part of a corporate organization, not your family. But I like it. I like that he says that. Hey, last thing. Are you the only one doing this, or is the market actually moving?
The market is moving, not as much as you would think, RJ, and I believe the reason
is... Well, that might be a sign of some people not wanting to do it.
Exactly.
And you just think, great, that just gives me more opportunity.
Yes.
You know, it's like the line in The Wire, right? So did you watch The Wire, James?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to.
I heard it's good.
I mean, when you're at the gym, just put it on a portable DVD player or something. So there's a character called the Greek. And the Greek was the most hardcore businessman ever, right? So at the end of season 2, spoiler alert, he's kind of leaving town. And they show him walking up to the airport lady. And she says, business or pleasure about the trip? He said, business. Always business. That's Fez.
That's Steve Fez.
That's Fez's line.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.